David Bevan on 891 AM, Digital Radio and the ABC Listen app.
Good morning, Celia Pakola and Luke McGregor. Now, I've got a question for you. Are you quitting Rosehaven because you couldn't hack it in Tasmania?
Yes. Yes. I mean, obviously, if that was the reason, we'd still make something else up. So there's no way to be able to know.
The real reason is we ran out of ideas.
And
we've had a falling out. And no, the real reason is we didn't want to push our luck. We wanted to end it the way we wanted to end it. And 40 episodes, like, you know.
Feels like that's a good, like, especially, and assuming that's, say, 5 DVDs, that feels like a nice box set.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
That's what you're getting into Encyclopedia Britannica territory.
But I wonder, is there a South Australian equivalent to Couldn't Hack It? Because Couldn't Hack It is so specifically Tasmania, because I'm from the mainland, I'm from Victoria, and
yes.
But it's so much a, whenever you'd come back to Tasmania from the mainland,
unless,
you'd get
unless
a
it's
Couldn't Hack It.
The only thing I think of is maybe if overseas, people who go overseas, like to Europe or something, and then come back.
Couldn't hack it. But I mean, if you left South Australia and then came back, is there something you'd say?
No, I don't know. See, I've lived all my life in South Australia. I think we just have a burning resentment of everybody east of South Australia.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Nice.
Well, that's interesting. But yeah, no, we love Tassie, but we're gonna have some time apart.
Yes.
But, I mean, we still text every day, but we wanted to end it, like, we wanted to know it was the last season so we didn't hold anything back, so that was kind of the reason.
Well, that was another question I have for you. Were there any storylines that you didn't pursue?
The one, I don't know if this is a spoiler, that we've never, the one big one that we always went, one day we'll address it, which we never have, is your father. Is
Daniel's,
the character of Daniel's,
yeah, Daniel's
father?
Dad.
So
there was this.
Is gone. So that'd be the film. If we ever do a spin-off movie, it'll probably be about Daniel's search for his dad.
Oh, so my mum's a property manager.
Yes.
And she once went to a house that had a horse in the backyard, just in a normal suburban house with a small backyard, had a horse in the backyard at a rental property. And no one was home to claim responsibility for it. And she went back the next day and the horse was gone and the tenants refused to admit that there was a horse there. They're just like, it's my horse. And we never used that as a story either.
So stuff like that.
Yeah, there was a couple that were sort of swimming around that we never got to use.
But, yeah, we've got to do all the big ones we wanted to do.
Oh, well, that's good. How do real estate agents respond to the show Rosehaven?
Well, Luke's parents are. They like it.
They were nervous first season. They were like, you're not going to make fun of us, are you? They were really hesitant to sort of give me anything. But after they saw the first one, I don't know if you saw this, Seals, on Facebook, a real estate group said, learn from the best, and they shared a clip of Barbara.
Did they?
Yeah, that was cool, I thought. That was like a nice compliment. It's like, oh, here we go. So it was almost like they just shared it in like a real estate group of, that was the one where Barbara was telling Daniel how to write an ad in the newspaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no, I'm not sure. We meet more Tasmanians and people who live in small towns than real estate agents, but we also haven't had a lot of hate mail, so I'm not sure.
No one spits on us in the street. That's good.
How do Tasmanians respond to Rosehaven?
Well, this is the thing. After season one, a lot better. Because the first season, you know, they didn't know what type of show they were making. I think there was a bit of hesitation, like, you're coming down here to make fun of us kind of thing. And then I think when the first season came out, they realised that we're absolutely not doing that. If anything, we are celebrating and showcasing this beautiful place and trying to help the industry here, make jobs here. Little things that I love, like half of my wardrobe, Emma's wardrobe, is cardigans and a lot of knitwear from op shops in Tasmania and often handmade. So there is a chance. I love the thought of someone in Tasmania watching our show and going, holy shit, I made that jumper. I needed that jumper.
Yeah.
So it's very much, you know, Tassie is a big part of the show. And we feel pretty welcomed.
Was it a tough decision to end it? Did you both look at each other and have the moment that, yeah, now I know what you're thinking, it's time to end it? Or did one of you had to convince the other it's time to end it?
From memory, around season 4, we thought that might be the last one. But no, we were pretty much both on board. There was not really a lot of, from my memory, there wasn't a lot of convincing either way.
And also, we didn't know season 5 was going to happen. We wrote season 5 in lockdown just to keep ourselves entertained. And there was no guarantee that it was going to be made. And we just thought, look, it's probably never going to happen. Because at that point, the world, we never knew that
any television program
would ever happen ever again. So we just thought, let's just write this for fun. Let's end it how we would end it. And if it never gets made, we'll do it as a live stage show. That's what we thought we'd do. We'd just read it out loud so that we could tell the story. So I think we were pretty much on the same page that was going to be, if it gets made, the last one.
Yeah, exactly. Because for one of us to really want to make another one would mean that that person's like brimming with ideas.
Yes.
So that would, so, but we both sort of felt like,
thank goodness.
Oh man.
Wouldn't that be the worst if I was like sitting here just furious having to do all these interviews about being the last one and when I never wanted to quit?
Yeah, but if you were brimming with ideas and I'd just come aboard anyway because you've got all the ideas. But it's that thing of like, we both felt like these are the last sort of things we wanted to do with the character. So it worked out well. Yeah. It would have been interesting if one of us really wanted to do it and the other one didn't. Maybe one of us had like massive gambling debts, like, please God, let's just do one more.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we're saying it's the last one. Give us a year of unemployment. And then we're like, actually, maybe we'll do one more.
Seals, I got some ideas.
We're getting lots and lots of texts from people saying how much they love both of you, Celia Pecola and Luke McGregor from Rosehaven. But we're also getting suggestions for another season.
Now, all right. Send them through.
Okay. Andrew thinks that the cop should be Daniel's dad.
Greg, we have talked about this. Greg. Because Greg is in love with Barbara, who's we have considered that he might be Daniel's dad, and perhaps he is.
Yeah, that's
because also the fun thing with that is if Greg, this is getting quite deep for people who know the show. If Greg is Daniel's dad, that means Bruce, who's Daniel's bully, is his half brother.
Yeah, that's
Andrew from Rosedale.
He's already
joined the dots the bully being the brother.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a credit on the titles if we do a Christmas special.
Andrew, we will get your details and send them through to Celia and Luke.
Get your IMDb ready.